My brother and sister Christ here. Today we also, with great choice, we celebrate the nativity of Christ. And today is still in, within is the octave of Christmas. And we had two feasts of the Holy Martyrs. Yeah. Today is the St. Stephen's, and December 28th was the Feast of Holy Innocence. Yeah. So all about the martyrdoms. Yeah. So this with this feast in right after and during the octave of Christmas, is this to show that the martyrdoms is an essential part of the Christian life. Yeah. And also, like Jesus Christ, yeah, the Son of God, he was born, yeah, and became man to die for ours. And also today we celebrate the first man, the first martyrs who died for Christ. Yeah. So martyrdom is a very essential, important part in the life of the Christians. Yeah. So I would like to take this moment to talk about who is considered the true martyrs. Yeah, and where can we find the martyrs? And the necessity of martyrdom in our life. So first of all, we can say who is a true martyr. Yeah. You know, martyrdom is something, is a concept that may be very controversial and different from people to people, from religions to religions. Yeah. But for us, the Catholic, and with a martyr is the one must have the following characteristics in their life. Yeah. So a martyr is a one who suffer an unjust sentence. Yeah. Who suffer an unjust sentence, unjust persecution. Yeah. That's the first thing. Yeah. First characteristic of a martyr. Of a martyrs, yeah. And the second is a martyr is one who accepts death for the love of Christ and of neighbors. Yeah. And not only is accept death willingly and joyfully is also, they accept death without any cursing, any curse, or threatening of violence, any forms, yeah, against the persecutor. Yeah. No words of warnings or threatenings of retaliation, revenge, or anything. Yeah. They accept the death. Yeah. And a martyr is one, while accepting death, he forgives the enemy, he forgives the persecutor, the one who killed them. Like Saint Stephen, we read in the Acts of the Apostle, yeah. He forgives the people, the one who persecute them, and he prays that God do not forgive them for their sins. Yeah. So martyrdom is a life-giving death. Yeah, a life-giving death. Yeah, that's a martyrdom. Yeah. So for us, a martyr is a very living image, it's a living portrait of crucified Jesus, yeah, of Jesus crucified. Yeah. So each martyrdom is an image, a living image of Christ crucified. Yeah. They die for others. So that thing we see, Saint Stephen, in Saint Stephen, we can find all the characteristics of a true martyr. Yeah, he accept the unjust sentence of being of doing good work. Yeah, Saint Stephen, he was one of the seven first deacons. Yeah, chosen by the apostle. Yeah, to take care for the good of the church. Yeah, and by doing good. Yeah, Stephen. Were hated by the people and some people and his enemies, and they put him to death. Yeah. So the unjust sentence. Yeah. And also, Saint Stephen, without cursing or threatening anything, yeah, to the persecutors. Yeah. And also, he pray, he forgive to his enemy, the one who killed him. Yeah. So every martyr is a living image of Christ. Yeah. So for us, the martyr is nothing. It's nothing to do with a suicide bomber, yeah, or a serial killer. Yeah. They may die or sacrifice their lives for some causes or some ideas. Yeah. But they die with full of revenge, yeah, with full of revenge and hatred, yeah, in their heart. Yeah. So hatred and revenge, retaliation, are the motive of their death. Yeah. There's no way, yeah, for us, yeah, to see that a martyr of any ways. Yeah. So what's a martyr? Yeah. Is they die in the death of Christ. Yeah. That is the true martyrs. Yeah. So that is why for us, only in and where we can find the martyrs, only in the church. Yeah. The church of Christ, we can find a true martyrs. Yeah. So even in the other, like a Christian denomination, like a Protestant, or Orthodox, or Anglicans, all kinds, there's no martyrs. Yeah. There's no witness of Christ, because to be the witness, to be die and the martyr for Christ, they must be incorporated in the body of Christ, the church. Yeah. They must be a member of the church, the body of Christ, to die for Christ, to give the witness to Christ. Yeah. But those who are outside the body of Christ, the church, they cannot give the witness to Christ. Yeah. That's the thing. Only in the church we can find the true martyr. Yeah. And the next year we see how the martyrdom is important and very essential part in the life of the Christian life. Yeah. Because the church, the church, the kingdom of God on earth is built upon martyrdom, yeah. And the first martyr is Christ himself, the founder of the church. Yeah. He dies, yeah, for the church. Yeah. And also the church is expanded and developed and increased by the martyrdoms, yeah, by the shedding blood of so many children of the church. Yeah. So that is why the church, and our Christian life is very is based and built on martyrdom. So that is martyrdom is an essential part of our life. Yeah. And also it's a necessary things, yeah, a necessary ticket, yeah, we should have to obtain heaven, yeah, to obtain the eternal bliss in heaven, yeah, by living a daily martyrdom, yeah, daily martyrdom, like the unbloody martyrdom, yeah, the trick sign of martyrdom, the bloody, the shedding the blood, yeah, but another form of martyrdom, a daily martyrdom, unbloody martyrdom, that's we live the spirit of self-denial, the denial of selves, yeah, willingly to carry our daily cross, yeah, and fighting against the sinful inclination and the dominion of sins in our life. Yeah. So all kinds of that, unbloody martyrdom. Yeah. So we should live that spirit in our life in the imitation of Saint Stephen. And also give thanks, give thanks to God for giving us enough suffering daily, giving us a daily cross to carry. That's the part of daily unbloody martyrdom. So let us always thankful to God, yeah, for whatever maybe we have in life, but always give thanks to the Lord. Yeah. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.